Don't you get tired of, it's not you, it's me? Ooh, or the, you're amazing, but just right now, it's not a good time for me. Welcome. You are now tuned in to This Could Be Love or Lust, the Quiet Storm podcast with a twist. I'm your host, Bella Bree. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know you guys have been patiently waiting, and I appreciate your support and your patience. Last week, when the podcast was supposed to go up, I was in Cabo, and I don't know what happened, but we're back. I'm in the States, and we're about to get this thing popping. So, without further ado, let's jump right into it. So we're going to jump right into celebrity news. And when we do celebrity news, we're going to do the two main topics, the what the hell news and what's really going on. So for our what the hell news of this episode, Joe Budden and Sin Santana, your favorite love and hip hop couple, turned fiance and turned to breakup. Like, what's really going on? Like, what the hell? So, Joe Budden and Sin Santana have been together for approximately 2.5 years. They've been engaged, were engaged for 3 months. And in between the engagement and them having, being in a relationship, they had a little boy. A little boy is so handsome. But here recently, they decided to break up. For what? Don't know. But what the hell is going on is Joe Budden's out here living his best life, talking about he's on a diet, a breakup diet. Like, why do you feel the need, Joe, as a grown, damn near 40-year-old man, to put that you're on a breakup diet and then to be seen in car flaunting with other women? Like, what the hell, Joe? Get it together. Okay, so our what's really going on news, Erica Mena, Safari. We know Safari because of Nicki Minaj. Let's just be real. And we know Erica Mena because of Love and Hip Hop. But the two came together 25 seconds ago and announced that they were boyfriend and girlfriend. A minute later, they were engaged. You know, congratulations to them. But an hour ago, we just found out they were breaking up. But what's really going on? I can't say that I'm surprised by anything and at all by how they are moving. It has Love and Hip Hop written all over it. So we're going to wait a whole, let's say, 2 months. And we're going to see their storyline on Love and Hip Hop New York. And if it's not on New York, they're going to put them on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. But we will see it. So we are going to wait, guys. So, guys, every episode, we will feature someone's music. And I'm not talking about your DaBaby or, you know, Drake. I'm talking about our local artists that we like to shine light on. And if you haven't today, and if you don't already follow Charlamagne Tha God, I want to tell you guys about my friend, Tia Corinne. Today on Charlamagne's Instagram, he gave a shout out to all the kings and the only queen. He saluted my girl Tia Corinne for her song Lotto. So if you haven't already heard it, here it goes. Lotto by Tia Corinne. Y'all follow my girl.
That big Tia.
Yep. Uh-huh. Don't give a fuck, I'll beat a bitch up, scratch off like Lotto. Bitch, try your luck. Glock on my hip, surgeon, tummy tuck. Got your bitch in the crowd like 34, what? Nigga, I'm better than your bitch, we bitch, please. Like Ice, make everybody freeze. Get on your knees, you cannot do me. Just lick on my pussy, then you can leave. Baby, for K, do like to stay with the spell to your brain like to pay. Pretty bitch, and she makes like Kool-Aid. Drop bombs when I be like Kusay. 34K, do like Doomsday. With the spell to your brain like toupee. Pretty bitch, and she makes like Kool-Aid. Drop bombs when I be like Kusay. Any Oakley, light that bitch up like Smokey. Low key, I'm a petty bitch, but you owe me. No, we don't wait in line, they know me. Italian nigga, eat my pussy like cannoli. Play with my pussy like a tar Bon Jovi. Slowly, write that nigga dick like Pony. OD, I'm a pussy boy like OP. Soaking, make it sound off macaroni. My only, I miss he vet, he Jody. No phony, baby don't tell me, he show me. Can't hold me, cause I get money on my only. Foreign, if it ain't that, then I'm snoring. I don't give a fuck up. scratch off like Lotto. Bitch, try your luck. Glock on my hip, surgeon, tummy tuck. Got your bitch in the crowd like 34 what? Nigga, I'm better than your bitch, we bitch, please. Like dice, make everybody freeze. Get on your knees, you cannot do me. Just lick on my pussy, then you can leave. 34K, do like doomsday. With the stare to your face like toupee. Pretty bitch, and she makes like Kool-Aid. Drop bombs on her beat like Kool-Aid. 34K, do like doomsday. With the stare to your face like toupee. Pretty bitch, and she makes like Kool-Aid. Drop bombs on her beat like Kool-Aid.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that Lotto by Tia Karan. Make sure you guys follow her on Instagram. So now to get in my favorite part of the podcast. It's special guest time. And today we have a special guest. Hey, special guest.
Hey, so how you doing?
Don't be trying to put your sexy voice on.
Yeah.
Anyway. What? Don't do that. Anyway, special guest, tell us who you are, how old you are, and where you from.
My name is Chris, from Miami, 26.
This sounds like a damn love chat. Like, we about to hook your ass up. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Chris. Mm-hmm. You got an Instagram?
Yeah, at Big Homie Chris.
Is that your Instagram?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Homie Chris. Big Homie Chris. Big period. Homie Chris.
There we go. Make sure you give the details. Welcome, Chris, and thank you for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. You nervous?
Nope.
You sure?
Pretty positive.
I think you're a little nervous. I can tell. Mm. It's okay if I got you shaking a little bit.
You nervous?
What would I be nervous for?
I don't know.
Please. Anyways, Chris.
Yeah.
Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Why the pause? What's going on?
You know, I'm seeing somebody.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Ladies, he's seeing somebody. But does that mean you're single?
I'm seeing somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Facts, period. No printer. Okay? Just like that. So, Chris, now let's get into the juicy stuff.
Like what?
What does love mean to you?
Ooh. Man.
He wasn't ready, huh?
Nah, wasn't ready for that.
That's okay. I mean, just love? Off the dome. Like, yeah.
Shoot. I guess it's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You just going to keep it like that?
I mean, yeah. I don't know much about it.
Oh, that goes into my next question. If you've ever been in love.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You might make some of your exes mad. Don't let them listen to this.
I'll be honest. I mean, they know.
Oh.
Like, it's not like I ain't in love with you. Like, I don't know. I ain't the type of love where I be seeing some people in love, you know what I'm saying? They be ready to drive off a cliff and they be like,
that's crazy. That's not love.
I don't know, man. You just never know, man. Like, so I don't know, we young, so sometimes young people we think that we in love, but you know, y'all just in a situation. Y'all wanna be in love. Y'all got that mindset where you want something to work out so bad, you know what I'm saying? And you might just call that love. But I wouldn't say that's love though. Love is that. You know what I'm saying? I guess that Martin and Gina or something.
Oh, listen to this like nigga that. With the 90s reference. Thank you. We appreciate that. So, since you've never been in love, though, what's your longest relationship?
Shit. About a year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
Y'all, he funny. A year and a half, 2 years, something like that. Damn. Where is the actuality? Where is the physicality? Where is the...
I had a two-year run. It was off and on.
Okay, that's why. Got it. Yeah. Understandable.
It was a good relationship, though.
Oh, that's good. At least it was a good relationship. Okay. You want to play a game real quick?
Yeah.
You got some questions for me?
Yeah, what you want to play?
Let's play this or that.
This or that?
This or that.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Why are you looking like that? Y'all, I'm live with Chris. If y'all can see his facial expressions, y'all, this guy is not prepared. I told him what was going to happen prior. He was not prepared. So I guess I'll go first. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Count us down.
3, 2, 1. Come on.
Okay. Oreos or Famous Amos?
Famous Amos.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Come on, man. That's a dud. I don't like neither, but I take vanilla.
Vanilla?
I hate chocolate.
Are you crazy?
I don't like neither. I just said that.
But vanilla over chocolate.
Strawberry over both of them.
But does that mean you taking a white woman over a black one?
No.
See, you shouldn't have chose vanilla. You should have thought about it.
Next question.
Ladies, he's a white. Anyways.
I don't like white.
Anyways. Okay, ass or titties?
Ass.
Okay. Threesome or orgy?
Threesome.
Why no orgy?
Yeah, I guess it's whatever, but orgy ain't got nothing to do with me. I got to do with the other people in the room.
Okay, your turn.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shit. My question's weak. Would you rather deal with a guy with a great personality and bad sex, or a dude that got some bomb-ass sex, but he ain't got no money? Because before you answer, you can quote-unquote teach both. Sometimes you ain't got no money. You know, the dude can cash out later on. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you can have bad sex, and I guess you can teach somebody some things and they can get better. So which one would you deal with?
I'll take the dude with money with no sex, I guess, because I don't really have to have sex. I don't. Okay. I'm not a dude.
All right. You don't get horny then? Never mind. Shit. Because you don't have sex. All right. Would you rather have... Would you rather deal with a young entrepreneur who goes through a stage of his money being up and down, but he's working towards a goal? Or would you just rather deal with the guy who has a stable career, you know, the engineer or something like that? Which one would you rather see?
This nigga is giving me the damn rundown with these damn questions. I gave him the cute little questions, and he giving me the damn my real life questions.
You
okay.
My real life?
So... I would rather deal with the guy that wants to be an entrepreneur, because I want to be my own boss. So if all in all, he wants to be his own boss and I need to work my 9-to-5 at this point to help both of us, then I'll do that. And then when it's my time to be the entrepreneur and try to work, and if I fall off and fall on, I'm going to need him and want him to have my back just like I had his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there any more? Any more for this questionnaire, for this job I'm trying to get?
Yeah, would you rather deal with a nigga from Miami or a nigga from Philly?
The shade! Ooh!
I'm just saying, I don't know if you like Florida boys or you like boys from up north.
Oh my gosh. Chris. Well, let's think. This is hard. This is really hard.
And why?
A why?
Yeah.
Y'all. This is real life, y'all. No cuts. This is a hard question for me. Because I've dealt with both. Do I really have to answer?
Yeah, man. It's just a question. I had to say chocolate over nothing.
Yeah, we know what you like. But, if I had to choose, I'm gonna choose North Carolina. Okay, no, for real, for real. If I had to choose, I'm gonna choose Miami because I can always go to the beach. I can't go to the beach in Philadelphia.
I ain't talking about vacation. I'm talking about the people.
I don't know. That's a really hard question, Chris.
Ah.
Because I met people from Philly that were super nice. And I also met people from Philly who were super crazy. And I met people from Miami who were super nice. And
you know,
I'm
super nice.
No. And then I met people from Miami who are just like, what the fuck? But like I said, if I had to choose Miami, because my dude's going to take me to the beach, right? Dudes in Miami don't take people to the beach.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I did.
Nah, not really, but, you know, I guess on the holidays.
Ooh, okay, anyways. Y'all, we're going to take a quick sponsorship break, and we'll be right back. Okay, Chris.
Yo.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I feel like it got a little spicy.
It could get worse.
Ooh, how?
I mean, it can get spicy.
Okay, anyways, let's play a game.
All right.
Let's play Smash Pass Kill. All
right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Smash Pass Kill. Mm-hmm. Aisha Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Good.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Union.
Okay. Man. Sucks to be Aisha. She dead.
Nah, dead.
She cool. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She cool.
Wow. This just really just.
Damn. Well, what I'm supposed to do?
No, you supposed to do what your heart desires.
All right.
So what would you do, Grace?
She gone. R.I.P.
That's why she said that shit on the red table.
That's cool.
Y'all keep fucking with her.
Well, she ain't no Megan Good, and I'm fucking Megan Good. I'm fucking Megan Good for sure. You know what I'm saying? And Gabrielle, yeah, that's wife. That's wifey for sure.
You like the nasty things she do?
No, I don't give a damn. I'll take
that shit. Whoa, you'll take that? You know the nasty stuff she does?
Man, I don't give a damn. Gabrielle,
you want me to tell
Union,
you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Even if you told me, it's still Gabrielle Union.
Okay, well, we see you feel strongly about that.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vivica Fox, Jada Pinkett Smith, or I gotta make this a good one. Alicia Keys.
Man, I ain't seen their faces in so long. Okay. I'm fucking Vivica.
You're fucking Vivica.
Nah.
He must ain't seen Empire recently.
Nah, I ain't seen their faces, but I know 50 hit, so maybe I'll slide. I ain't seen Alicia Keys in a minute. Alicia Keys married to a white man, ain't it?
Nigga, she's married to Swiss Beats.
Oh, okay. Alicia Keys is a good woman. You know, I might that's tough. I don't know. Somebody gotta go. Maybe I'll marry. Maybe Jada.
You gonna marry Jada?
Because she seems complicated.
And you like complications?
Nah, she just like different. I feel like our relationship would be different. And whenever you're dealing with somebody, marriage and long term, some shit gotta be different. But she also feel like a person that we can work a lot of shit out with.
Okay.
So I'm fucking with Jada.
Okay.
I'm marrying Jada. And then I'm gonna smash Alicia Keys, assuming that she's still looking good like that.
Alicia Keys, yeah, she still look good. She don't wear makeup no more.
That's cool. Okay.
Okay.
And Vivica A, holla at Shada.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
All right, you got off the hook with that one.
Yeah, I got a couple for you.
Whoa.
Alright.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go T.I., Common, and J. Cole.
Oh, my.
Some woke people right there.
Okay, well, first of all, bye, T.I. Mm-hmm. Not feeling them at all. I would definitely, damn, that would be hard because I would want to do both J. Cole and Common, but I got to marry one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would marry Common and I would do J. Cole.
Yeah, do what, J. Cole?
I would smash J. Cole and I would marry Common.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. J. Cole from North Carolina.
J. Cole
is.
I just
say you North Carolina niggas ain't shit. So how you
gonna date North Carolina? No, that's not. That's. Don't you do that. J. Cole is not shit at all. He's the shit. Okay. Like, I just. J. Cole is somebody that. I don't know. I would just, he would fuck with me. And I just can't, I don't want to be fucked with. He would have me thinking about shit I just am not really ready for. Like, just wait, babe. Don't ask me. 2 times 2 is 4. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the square root of 68, babe, that's too much. That's how it'd be. And I don't want that.
That's eight.
The square root of 68 is 8?
Yeah.
That's definitely wrong. Maybe 64. But I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you have each.
Yeah,
we ain't going to cut it out. You trying me. Yeah. But it's cool. and why would I marry Common? Common is definitely intellectually woke. And I just feel like we can talk and we could laugh and we would have bomb sex.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm going to do a couple of athletes.
Okay.
All right, so gonna go Reggie Bush. You ain't fucking with Reggie Bush?
He dated Kim Kardashian. Trash.
Who ain't dated Kim Kardashian?
Right. But anyways, keep going.
21 Savage.
He's not an athlete.
I'm just throwing people in there.
Okay.
And Travis Kelce.
Who is that? The white man?
Yeah, the white boy played for the tight end for the Chiefs.
Honey.
He like black women though.
I know who that is. His fine self. If y'all don't know who he is, ladies, look him up. Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce.
Damn, that nigga got a wife for saying his name like that.
He don't have no wife. Yes, he has a girlfriend. But I ain't going to be disrespectful like that. I would never, like, just jump. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so, bye, Reggie Bush, kill. I smash up on 21. But I would marry Travis Kelce. I lied. I'm taking it back. I would smash Travis Kelce, but I'm marrying 21.
Why?
Because 21 right now is at this thug stage, but he got like a soft side. He likes to show. Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
21 got a soft side. Like when he listens to the R&B and stuff, that is so cute. And you know, when I get with him, I'm gonna make him cut his hair. Like, and when he cut his hair, he's gonna be fine.
All right, man. So Reggie Bush gets downplayed because he dated
trash
Kim K. Yes. The lawyer who freeing people right now.
She not a damn lawyer. You a sucker too.
And 21 Savage, you get to marry him because even though he fucked with Amber Rose.
I like Amber Rose.
Who does
Amber
the Rose slut-walk
Amber Rose is true. Amber Rose is true to who she is. She's never tried to be anybody but who she is. Kim Kardashian tries to downplay that she was a deep throat back shot taking whore. And now it's like
so you
want
to
come.
If you a hoe, you need to admit to being a hoe.
I mean, don't act like. How else did we know Kim Kardashian? Did you know her before that? Before her video?
I was in what, middle school?
And you saw the video. Okay. Right. Amber Rose, we knew she was a stripper from Philadelphia.
So I'm just saying, if you are a thought like Amber Rose, then that means you need to promote yourself as being a thought.
No, she didn't promote herself being a thought.
Versus Kim K, yeah, she thotty or whatever. But at least she's trying to do some type of good in the world right now. So for all the young people, you feel me, if you thoughts, just go ahead. It's all right. Don't get mad if dudes out here calling you hoes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that at
all.
What
you saying?
I just said I'm not fucking Reggie Bush because he has a type. If you look at his wife now and you look at Kim Kardashian, he went and got that bitch cloned. Like, he's obsessed. I don't like dudes with types because in their mind, they're fucked.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have a type?
Do you?
I don't think so.
You gotta tell me.
I don't got no type.
Ooh, You gonna finish the rest?
Come on.
Okay. So, y'all, that was just too spicy. Did I tell y'all who I was going? I did. Okay, I did tell her. Okay. So, bae of the day. You got a bae of the day, Chris?
Yeah, she deserved it.
Okay, tell us who your bae of the day is.
Easily Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's a good one! Yeah. Meg Thee Stallion is definitely bae of the day. Yeah, she is.
The album.
Yeah, you know what the name of her album is?
Meg.
No, it's called Fever. She does have Meg. Meg definitely does have. Hold on a minute. Let me stop this. I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to do another set. All right, guys, and welcome back. I'm about to ask Chris a question because he gave me a whole interview. Like, I did not know I was applying for a job. So, Chris, let me give you the last question of your interview. Mm-hmm. So, would you rather date a girl from North Carolina or would you rather date a girl from South Florida?
Oh, man, all day, every day.
Do, 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 do. We're waiting, sir. You nervous?
I don't know many people from North Carolina.
Oh, you don't?
I can't compare. I don't
know. That's when you lived there, right?
Man, I was in Mm-mm. I was in second grade.
Lies.
I was in second grade. So next question.
Nope. I had to answer.
Give me a name out of North Carolina that I could talk about.
What do you mean?
I don't know nobody.
You never met anybody from North Carolina?
No, I'm saying y'all really don't get out of the state much.
Whoa. Are you taking shots?
I'm not taking shots.
Because I could have sworn no girls from South Florida barely get out. But the city girls.
Now I'm talking about like travel, live other place. Huh? Everybody I know, I don't know nobody from North Carolina.
So, name so me what's your girl. Answer?
I can't answer the question.
No, answer it. Answer it. You already are answering it. Just go ahead and say it.
I don't know nobody from North Carolina.
So that means you would rather date a girl from...
That's not true.
Chris! Y'all.
It might be some really pretty women with nice personalities that can show me something different out of North Carolina. But I just don't know nobody that live in North Carolina.
Okay. Okay, I love how you try to put that spin on it. That lives in North Carolina.
I don't.
Okay. I didn't say lives there. I said it's from there. Next.
I'd much rather a North Carolina woman.
You sure? Because we just had a whole debate.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a lot of culture in South Florida. And it's a lot of women out to make oxtails.
It's a lot of girls fucking on a scamming ass, rich ass nigga, too.
That is true. And those girls done went platinum and blew up, not the whole world. They done brought everybody out to win where it's all y'all fucking on, scamming on some rich ass niggas. So that shit don't even matter.
All right. Forget it. We done with this conversation.
I ain't never seen so many women go to Dubai. I ain't never seen so many women go to Aruba. Y'all out here doing y'all thing.
Did nobody tell men to be suckers? They should have loved us when we tried to love them. Now they got to fucking scam them.
It's all good. I ain't hating on you.
Oh. Well, anyways. So, guess what the topic of the day is?
City boys.
Ooh. That's going to be a question later. But no, not the city boys. Today's topic is, does dating still exist?
Yeah.
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 What's dating to you?
What is dating to
you? Yeah. What does dating mean?
Dating is getting to know somebody.
Right.
I like dating. I like the dating stage. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to be able to sit down with somebody and actually get to know the real person. Not just everything that they tell you on the first two dates. Because eventually you're going to notice the flaws and what you want to put up with and what you necessarily don't have to put up with. We all are in I'm in my mid-20s, so I'm just at a point where ain't no reason to waste both of our time. Like, we can go on a couple of dates, feel like we're not compatible, and still be very cool. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with going on a couple of dates or talking to somebody and, you know what I'm saying, filling out that stage.
Right.
So.
I feel like dating is, it definitely does still exist. I feel like dating has three phases. And I feel like it's that talking phase, and then I feel like it's that actual dating phase, and then I feel like it's exclusively dating. Do you think it's okay to date multiple people?
Yeah.
How many girls have you dated in one setting?
Shit, like, actually it was like going out.
Yeah, taking girls on dates, y'all dating.
I don't know. Two, three.
Mm.
It's not a lot. Women be having other niggas calling their phone and we'll be on a date and, oh, that's just my friend. Flip the phone over and continue doing what she's doing. She's single. She's not committed. You know what I'm saying? And then I done been out on a date with somebody and 2 days later, like, I hit you up with the, like, we will talk. Everything be cool. I hit you with what you doing. Now I'm going out to dinner with one of my guy friends tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, cool. Then hit me back after dinner and tell me what they had. Like, continue conversation. But...
So, do you feel like it's, if you're dating multiple people, that everyone should be able to know, like, it's okay to tell them, like, yeah, you know, I'm dating, like, Keisha, Tanisha, Tanya, and her friend.
Nah, you don't gotta do all that.
Why?
Why did I tell you who all I'm dating?
Why wouldn't you
want
tell,
to? You can ask me, you know, do you talk to, are you talking to other people? And I might say, yeah, you know, I'm just testing the water right now, but I'm not finna get real specific and be like, well, yeah, you know, I'm talking to her. And her, or, you know, this how, nah, man, hell nah. Like, that ain't none of your business, but.
But you don't think it's respectful to let a girl know who's might have let you know, yeah, I'm not really dating anybody. You're like the first person I'm talking to. You know, you don't think it's okay to let her know, like, well, I just want to let you know so I won't lead you on. I am seeing other people.
Yeah, it's cool if she, like, it's cool. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You can tell if y'all just dating and y'all just, I don't have to tell you on a second date. Like if you ask me on a second date or something, be like, are you dating other people? Trying to get a feel of how serious this should be. And I say yes. Or if you ask me if I'm talking to other people and I say yes, then that's just what it is. I'm not finna go and like break that down and go into explaining that. It's good that you know that up front, that you moving however, you know, however it is you're gonna move. So ain't nothing wrong with that though.
As a woman, I feel like as women, we are definitely more emotionally in tune with our feelings. So when we start liking someone, I mean, this for me personally, when I start liking someone, it's really hard for me to entertain someone else. Like some shit has to really shake and happen for me to want to talk to somebody else or entertain multiple people, because I really just like want to entertain one person. I don't want to have that hassle of talking to this person, dating this, going on a date with this person, going on a date. It becomes overwhelming because your feelings then don't know exactly where to go or how to function with so many people in your life. It's either making you happy, that person making you happy, this person making you happy, and now you're liking two people. You're then tattering with your heart. I mean, that's just me personally. I don't know. It's different with our generation. It seems like we're not doing more dating anymore. We're just fucking the next best thing and moving on.
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, sometimes I guess, but it's all right to be dating other people, like talking to people. I mean, at some point, y'all gotta have a conversation and figure out, like, okay, so what's this gonna be? Like, but until then, you know what I'm saying? Live your best life, bro.
I don't know. I just can say that, ladies, put that wall up and make that motherfucker take them bricks down piece by piece. Don't let them knock it down. Piece by piece, brick by brick, until you feel like he's trusting enough, then y'all knock that wall down together. That's how I feel. Especially in that dating phase. You don't want to knock that wall down and you just dating and you done gave the draws up and that's it. Then boom. He just turned out like everybody else. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we going to be right back after this quick sponsorship from our sweet treat ladies. So, for all my North Carolinians out there, if you're looking for a sweet treat for your significant other, get down and follow Tanisha Monique Cupcakes for all your cakes, cupcakes, pies, cobblers, everything that you can think of. My girl got you. So again, that's at Tanisha Monique. You can find her on Facebook, on Instagram, or you can go see her down on Liberty Street. Okay, it's time for bae of the day. Crits, you got a bae?
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion.
Ooh, that's a good one. She just dropped that album.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Fever.
Ah, yes, it is called Fever, and it features the baby. It also features Juicy J. You know, she just had an argument with Wolf Talia. Do you know who that is?
I heard the name, but I heard about the Juicy J like wrote one of the hooks or something like that.
Man, these songs that these artists do get passed around all the time. But Wolf Talia is from Vine.
I don't know. But I ain't had no Vine.
Honey, yeah, she's from Vine. Like, girl, we don't even remember who you are. I was really sitting here trying to think about a Vine video she had. And other than Patti Patel, that's the only thing I remember. But anyways, my bae of the day. This man, my God, he's so fine. He's tall, you know. He's, you know, he's just a man. Nick Cannon. What, Chris? You not Nick Cannon? You weren't expecting that one?
Nah, I understand. He just flew you out to Cabo this weekend.
He did. Okay. We had a wonderful time. Chris, don't play with me. But no, for y'all, Nick Cannon's bae of the day. Okay, I got one more game for us, though. Are you nervous?
Nope.
Okay, hold this. So what I'm going to have Chris do is pull these questions out of a bra. Do I have a bra in my hand, Chris?
You do.
Okay. You either answer the question or you have to do a dare. Okay, close your eyes. Okay. What is the question?
Oh, yeah, easily. The last time you had sex, was it good? Yeah.
When was the last time you had sex?
That's not the question. The question,
the question is when...
The question is the last time you had sex.
And there's a question mark, so that means when was the last time you had sex?
Was it good? That's what you just asked.
No, there's two question marks, which emphasizes there are two questions. The last time you had sex...
May 18th.
Okay. Wow. It's recent, guys. Okay.
I got to pick another one or
something? No, was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how good was it?
Man, what you trying to get up on my love life for like that, girl?
We got to be nosy. I'm just being nosy.
On a scale of 1 through 10, I give it a 10, man. It was perfect, man. The scenery was on point. You know what I'm saying? It was good. Let me just say that.
All right. Yeah. Spicy. Ow. Okay. Ooh, did you hear that? It's time for Cupid's questions. So.
What about your question out there, bra to bra?
What? This boy, he really be trying me. Like, I don't understand. Just because I ask the questions on me, he can ask the questions. This is my show. I ask the questions, Hoppo.
What is one feature your partner must have? Feature. Not personality.
One feature that my partner must have. Oh, my God. My partner...
You wrote the question.
I know, but I wrote it for you if you chose it. Nah. I didn't write it for me.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, a feature that my partner must have. They have to be tall. You got to be tall.
How tall is tall?
Like, taller than me, especially in my heels. I'm already 5'8 and 3/4". In heels, I'm already 6 feet.
So what's the shortest nigga you going to take, 6 feet?
Probably not even 6 feet. Probably like 5'11", honestly. Which sucks because then when we both put our shoes on, we the same height. So that means my wedding, I got to wear a little kit and step off the ground heels. I don't want to do that. So my dude has to be tall. So guys, anytime you hear that noise, that means one thing and one thing only. It is time for Cupid's questions. Cupid's question is when users or listeners, write in to ask personal questions, ask questions in general. They can ask me questions personally if they want to. It is whatever the people want to hear, what they want answered. So our question of the day is, Chris, you ready? You gonna answer the question?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you're not nervous over there because I saw your eyes. They got real big. Okay. And so the question of the day is, how do you deal with an introvert relationship wise? They seem so detached.
You don't. Like, if you know that person is an introvert, then you don't have to. You don't have to deal with that. I mean, I don't understand.
Why just shutting them off like that, though? Like,
if y'all are talking, why are you trying to force yourself to deal with somebody that you don't feel like you don't rock with how they move? If you don't like your person to be an introvert who be quiet and like to be in the house and stuff like that, then go get somebody else. There's plenty of people out here. You know what I'm saying? And let that introvert find him an introvert, and let them introvert together.
But like I disagree, because just because a person is an introvert doesn't mean that you guys are not compatible, because I've always heard opposites attract.
Okay.
So, and the only reason I can say that I wouldn't just say go find another introvert. It's because I used to date a guy, honestly, who was an introvert. And he literally liked to play video games, go to work, go to school, go home. But me, I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Fun, fun, fun. Yada, yada, yada. So his friends told me when I came in his life, he really changed his personality. He wasn't an introvert anymore. He started coming out more, speaking up more. Just little things that changed him. But the only way that had to happen was I had to have a conversation. You have to allow somebody, you have to give somebody that opportunity to show you if the relationship is really what they want or that person is who they really want. What I had to do was have a conversation. And so my advice is to have a conversation. Just don't, you know, say, oh, well, he doesn't like me. I'm not sure if he's into this. Have the conversation. Let him know exactly how you feel. Let him know the things that he's doing that make you feel that way. And then before you even have that initial conversation, write down ways that you think can help change it or things that you can help that can help make it better. So if it's just as simple as I love you, or if it's as simple as you look beautiful today, or even as little as a good morning text, let him know those little things. And once you let him know things, if they hopefully, fingers crossed, they will start changing within time. And then it's going to be so normal that they're going to do it all the time. They're going to appreciate that because that's not something they probably had done before. You brought that out of them. So my advice, have a conversation. Don't leave any unwords off the table. Leave everything on the table. Chris, your advice?
Yeah, I agree with that a little bit. If you at a point of the relationship where you feel like, you know, I'm going to make this work. Or, I mean, I don't know. I'm confused a little bit, man.
Why?
Because if you meet somebody and they're an introvert, then you know that they're an introvert, then what is attracting you to that person that made you want to continue to talk to that person? Like, what is it now? Why is it now that that person is an introvert and it's a problem now? You know what I'm saying? Did you know that person was an introvert whenever you first started talking to him? How serious are y'all talking? Are you just able to walk away from it? Like, it's a lot more to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, I don't know, from the question I'm getting, hey, this person's an introvert. How do you deal with talking to this person? Well, what led you on to talk to that person? And they were an introvert from the beginning. Or were they an introvert from the beginning? So it's a lot more to that. But if that person was an introvert from the beginning and you trying to change that person, nah, abort mission, because that ain't going to work. But if you feel like, you know, maybe y'all been talking for a while and now he's turning into an introvert and, you know, it's just not working out for y'all, give him a little space. Give him a little space. Keep the communication going. Allow introverts and introvert. Allow them to be by themselves sometimes and just want to chill in the crib. A lot of times women want to, you know, they want to be up under you. They want to snuggle, put their feet in your face and shit like that. And if you're an introvert, sometimes it's all cute and shit. Other times you're like, bro, chill. I want to watch this game. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's just a lot of questions that you got to ask yourself. I wouldn't go as far as trying to change that person unless that person changed into an introvert.
Definitely never change anybody. The person gonna change for who they want, when they want, and how they want. But it's nothing wrong with having a conversation.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a conversation. Just ask the person straight up. Do I need to give you a little space? You know what I'm saying? I understand I might be here all the time, or I might, you know, am I calling too much? Because one thing about relationships, man, and that's probably one of I'm not strong at that communication side because I don't like pointless or just any type of conversation, you know? Like, niggas be texting good morning, which is cool.
That's then, cute shit.
Yeah, to that me. Is cute shit. But after I text you good morning, you know what I'm saying? I'm a busy person too. People want to. Can I finish my sentence?
No.
Damn. People want to text you while they're at work. People want to FaceTime you on their lunch break. People want to text you as soon as they get off of work. They want to FaceTime you in the car on the way home. You know what I'm saying? They want to ask you what you're going to do. It's a lot, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool and all, but at the same time, if you're dealing with an introvert, dog, that shit can be overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? So ask that dude if you're doing too much a little bit, which you probably not, you know what I'm saying? But you got to get a feel of it. Is it you? Or is he really an introvert? Because if he was an introvert, then that means you knew that from the beginning. So you should know how to move if you knew that from the beginning. But if you turn into an introvert, just have that conversation. Like, I, like, you know, you kicking it tonight, you know, y'all go out with your girls, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Give that nigga a night to breathe real quick and keep doing your thing. Or give that woman a night to breathe, bro. I don't know if it's a man or woman asking a question, but yeah, let your woman have ladies' night, bro. You ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying, be all up under her like that.
Well, there you have it. You've heard of his side and you've heard of her side. So hopefully we answered your questions and you got some good advice. And good luck to you and however it turns out. Chris,
yeah.
The show's over.
Well, thank you for having me, Bella Bree.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming on and participating.
Yeah, make sure y'all tune in next week. She's gonna have two of her ex-boyfriends on here.
Oh, dang, you didn't have to give it away.
Oh, my bad.
But yes, next week, not next week, it's gonna come out May the 30th. May the 30th, we're dropping the exes. And yes, I'm going to have my ex-boyfriend from North Carolina. And I'm going to have my ex-boyfriend from college on. You are childish and you talk too much. You need to be quiet. No, but seriously, they're going to be on. So this should be spicy. So y'all send me some questions that you want me to ask them or questions that you want us all to answer on Instagram. Follow me if you don't already at _BellaBree_. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I'll see you guys at the next episode. Bye.